This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Water has been a dominant topic in Michigan politics in recent years, from the Flint water crisis to the controversy over the oil pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. There's another water debate going on in northern Michigan as well. The Swiss company Nestle wants to boost the amount of water it takes out of a well in Osceola County, south of Cadillac. The water would be bottled under its brand Ice Mountain. But the effort has been tied up at the state and local level. Local leaders and Native American groups are fiercely opposed to the increase. Here to bring us up to speed on where things stand today is MLive reporter Garrett Ellison, and he joins us by phone to talk about it. Garrett, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, David.
How much water is Nestle currently pumping, and then how much are they hoping to pump in the future?
Between 2005 and 2015, according to state data, the company pumped more than 3.4 billion gallons of water from its well fields in Mikasa and Osceola County. So they're taking a significant amount of water out of Michigan and bottling it. Right now, the company is seeking to increase the capacity on its well in Osceola County to 400 gallons per minute, which equates roughly to about 210 million gallons a year.
What is the case that opponents of Nestle are making against this increase?
Opponents are making the case that the pumping is likely to harm the local environment. It's going to harm the wetlands by sort of draining them of water from below. It's going to impact a couple of local trout streams that rely on the spring aquifer that Nestle draws from for water. These are tributaries that eventually get to the Muskegon River. And then there are opponents that say, well, this is the privatization of a public resource. Nestle pays absolutely no fee or tax to withdraw this water. They just pay $200 a year in paperwork filing fee, I guess. And then there are, opponents that say, this is just diverting Great Lakes Basin water through a loophole in the Great Lakes Compact.
So for those millions of gallons that they take out every year, they're not paying actually anything beyond the permit?
Well, they pay a $200 paperwork filing fee with the state of Michigan. Essentially, it's just it's a very nominal fee. They pay absolutely nothing to withdraw the water itself, no tax or withdrawal fee.
What does Nestle say about this criticism that, by drawing more water, it could hurt nearby cold water trout streams?
Well, Nestle says they've been monitoring this well and the watershed, and they're absolutely convinced that their withdrawal rate doesn't exceed the recharge rate by which the aquifer is fed by rainwater and precipitation. So therefore, the withdrawal is sustainable, and it's not going to hurt the wetlands, streams, rivers in the area.
Nestle's efforts to increase pumping have been held up at the state and at the local level. What's going on right now?
Right now, the Department of Environmental Quality is reviewing Nestle's application. And the DEQ last year was more or less prepared to just simply approve this application. And then we reported about it. We reported that this application was almost complete. The public review period was ending on November 3rd when we found out about it on Halloween. We wrote a story, and then subsequently the public outcry that this was that this had just sort of slipped by under the radar without anybody realizing it forced the DEQ to back up, extend public comment several times, and then once environmental groups got involved, they started sort of picking apart the application and have essentially forced the DEQ to really back up and take a much, much more stringent look at whether or not the application meets all of the required requirements of the law. it boils down to the fact that there can be no impact on the surrounding environment.
There's also something going on at the township level. Can you briefly explain that?
Yeah. The well is located in Osceola Township. It's a neighboring township to the city of Everett, which is in Osceola County. Nestle last year applied to, for a special zoning permit to build a booster station on an existing pipeline that moves the water from the well to a truck loading dock in Everett, where it's loaded onto tanker trucks and shipped down 131 to the water bottling plant in Stanwood. Expecting that they would get this DEQ permit to increase their capacity on the well, they started the process of getting zoning approval to boost the pressure in the pipeline, which they need in order to monetize the increase that they might get from the DEQ. Well, the local leadership in Osceola Township changed during this period that Nestle's application was pending, and the new leaders of Osceola County were less friendly to the application. They took a really close look at it. They decided that Nestle's application did not meet the standards of their zoning ordinance, and they denied it. Nestle has appealed to circuit court. The latest is that a Ludington judge at the 51st Circuit Court in Mason County has been assigned to hear that case.